Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Engraver's Secret, written by Lisa Medved and read by Claire Warrilow and Annabelle Tudor. For Stan, Natasha, and Alex. Part 1. Do you not know that there comes a midnight hour when everyone has to throw off his mask? Søren Kierkegaard.
Chapter 1. July 22nd, 1675. Antwerpen, Spanish Habsburg Empire. I buried a fragment of my heart today. It lies forever in the dark, hidden within the folds of my father's shroud, beneath a massive slab of marble in the south aisle of St. Jakobskirk. We arrived at church as dawn was breaking. Hendrik and his wife, with my nephews and nieces, stood close at my side, all eyes turned to the pit. Early morning of high summer was the most practical time for an interment, yet the air was already ripe with the sun's warmth and the press of the crowd. Over 100 mourners thronged to observe the burial rites, even envoys from the Habsburg court, ostentatious in their velvet, ribbons and lace. Most were mere onlookers, hiding whispers behind pomanders pressed to their nostrils. They understood nothing of my grief, of the secret that bound my lips to silence. The sprigs of lemon balm and hyssop slipped within the shroud did little to mask the fetid smell emanating from the pit. I held a kerchief to my nose and breathed in the scent of cloves and cinnamon. As the priest intoned the liturgy, I stared into the blackness, tracing the curves of my father's wrapped body. There lay Papa, Lucas Vorstemann, renowned engraver of Antwerpen, who immortalized hundreds with burin on copper, charcoal on paper. There he lay in his many guises, guild member, scholar, linguist, devout Catholic, dutiful husband, loving father, deceiver. 9 decades wrapped in the shroud, 9 decades of joy, sorrow, regret, and life-crippling shame. Grief is made even more severe when you adore someone with such intensity, and that adoration turns sour, nay, even rancid. Worse, too, is the fact that he is gone, and I am unable to ask the questions that beg to be answered. They linger, afloat like the wind, leaving me to forever speculate. His final words carried a loathsome burden and shifted its weight to me. Like a lodestone, his confession sits in the cavity of my chest, shaming me into silence. Standing near the burial pit, I closed my eyes to force away the tears. "Take this encumbrance back," I silently whispered, "and let it be buried with you. It is not mine. Give me oblivion. Give me ignorance. Let me drink from the waters of Leith." I adored my father until the day he died. On that day, a transformation took place deep within me. Beginning as a flutter in my chest, it settled in my gut, turning my adoration into sorrow and disbelief. This burden lay heavy within me as I sat by his side, waiting for him to pass from this world into the next. The sweet scent of beeswax wafted in the air, no cheap tallow for his deathbed. The vein on his temple pulsed with the merest tremble. Candlelight shadows flickered over his closed lids and parted lips, across the blanket rising and falling with each breath, to his hand resting in mine. His fingers were limp, his skin a map of protruding veins, age spots and creases. He stared at me with such intensity, I forgot for a moment that he saw little but shadows through his cloudy irises.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?